You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time for us, once again, to catch up with England and Wales Blind Golf about their spring and summer events. And today we're joined by Andy Guildford and John Kennedy from England and Wales Blind Golf. Hi, John and Andy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Amelia. Hello, Amelia. Thank you for having us on the show again. It's great to catch up with you again.
You've had quite a busy run since last time we talked. What have been some of the highlights of 2024 so far for you?
It's been a great year, to be honest. John's one of our volunteer guides that's now heavily involved with myself developing the charity and other trustees. There's been a lot of interest throughout the winter months. As many people will know, it's so hard with the bad weather at the moment to get out there. So as they'll hear this year, the initiatives that are taking off nationwide to get more people out and active, really.
And John, you've been a volunteer guide for quite a while. Why do you love England and Wales Blind Golf?
In the last couple of years, I've not been able to play myself through injury, but love of the game and historic involvement with blind golf. I've thrown myself into it full time. I'm obviously retired now, so lots of time on my hands. And I get a great buzz out of it. Seeing the improvement in the golfers I'm working with gives me huge satisfaction. Basically, we are trying to keep the game going all year round and bring in new members. We held an event at Trafford, Have a Go Day, and they enjoyed themselves so much. The joy on their faces just to make contact with the ball was immense. Two guys came along who used to be golfers, lost the sight, didn't know blind golf existed, didn't know about the new technology that the driving ranges have got. Within half an hour of working with me, they were both signed up to join the charity. Both went out and bought golf clubs, and they're absolutely buzzing, can't wait to play. They've signed up for the membership of the charity. So that's where we're at. We've got several Have a Go days lined up, trying to work with other site groups to assist with the funding, of course. It's very important to us because every penny we take in goes back out to the charity. We have no paid members. We're all volunteers. So we're reaching out to people who may have had to give up the game, those who've never tried it before, didn't think it was possible. And what's great about it is the mental well-being side of things. I've had my own problems with mental health, as many people have. And I'm looking for more people like me that's got time on their hands to come along and support and learn how to guide. But at the Have a Go days themselves, we're bringing in visually impaired members, their families, children, parents, grandchildren, all to join and help with this mental well-being that we're so determined to make available to people through the medium of golf. Our mantra these days is transforming lives, and that's what we're about. From the feedback we're getting from our new members, we're doing the right thing. It's actually working.
When we've talked to members of the club and also Andy, when we've talked in the past, so many people have very different reasons for joining, but it's a real team sport. It comes down to people working together. You all share that moment of a great shot or someone making progress. If people are nervous or think it might not be for them, what encouragement would you give them to come along to one of your upcoming Have a Go days?
I think what I'd say is that our sport is for all ages. So that is the first thing. There are competitions. You can take out a blind golf, whatever you want, but you will make friends. That's the most important thing. And you will have fun. From the junior like Bailey that goes out with his parent, with his dad guiding him. How many families are out there that have got children that are going through sight loss? To people like Danny and Di, who you interviewed last year, that are over 80, you know, traveling the world through blind golf. And the joy that they get, and as I say, being able to take part in a sport and stay active. You know, how many people are out there that play blind sports that can't play football anymore or cricket and things like that, that are looking for something to fill that time or fill that void? One of the things that we are trying to do with the driving range is make it far more accessible throughout the year for people and cost effective. We told last year about the Have a Go Day that we did at Trafford Golf, where we use the Top Tracer technology, which is a camera-based technology that plays statistics back onto a screen next to where you're stood. So those with low vision can actually see on the screen and get some feedback. Now, many people that have given up the game over time through sight loss probably don't even know this software exists. And again, it's giving you that accessibility. But talking to the software companies that are developing this, we're talking about how do we bring in B1s and make it more inclusive for B1s as well, so that they're getting the full enjoyment of, like, people with low sight. And one of the things that we're talking about is audio. So it gives audio feedback to people. So, like I say, nobody's left out, everybody's included. And the most important thing, as John says, is, you know, what we're doing with these Have a Go days is it's getting people talking. People are together, getting outdoors. And we all know how hard this winter's been across the country, across the world, really, as well. And the impact that it has on people's mental health by being stuck indoors, not being able to get out, being together with people just for a couple of hours at the driving range or something like that is a huge benefit to people's well-being.
And you've mentioned you've got some Have a Go days coming up. When are they happening, and what other late spring and summer events can people get involved in?
Yeah, so basically, like John said, trying to build collaborations with sight loss groups and reach those people at the beginning of the journeys. You know, many of our members are joining the charity and saying, we wish we'd known about this years ago. And we, you know, we're here for people, you know, and the support that we give. And this is why we're trying to work more with sight loss groups across the country, heavily involved with growing the game globally. So Scotland, Ireland, South Africa, etc. So there's the opportunities right across the globe for people to take part in this. You know, it's not just England and Wales. But we've got an event coming up in Worcestershire on the 22nd of April. Details are on our website and also on all our social media channels. That's going to be a Have a Go day.
Yes, we've got events in Wales on the 17th and the 24th of April. And most of the other dates that we're in discussion with the Rangers will be on our website. So people need to visit that regularly and look at our news page. We've got probably 6 events in the pipeline: Nottingham, York, Bristol, Oxfordshire, Worcester, and London. So they'll all be going live at some point. And we have lots of members that have gone the full journey from B3 to B2 to B1s. And the B1 golfers are absolutely loving it. They're in a whale of a time. And they probably never imagined they could partake in something like golf. And we just want to have a go days so that people can come along and try it and say, well, yes, I really can take part in golf. It is for me, because there's nothing better than this fabulous feeling through your hands when you strike a ball properly. It was one of the first things back in 1998 when I first started. I asked a guy what he got out of it. And he said, yeah, the freedom, the friendship, the camaraderie. And he says, like you, he said, that fabulous feeling through your hands when you hit the good shot.
I think what John said there is very important as well, the friendship and things. You know, we had a gentleman join the charity last year, very, very sports-driven person, Steve Cunningham. And what Steve's achieved in the last year is pretty phenomenal, to be honest, from somebody that took up the game and very determined he wanted to achieve. He played football for his country, set numerous world records, and it was his ambition to play for his country. Now, that's not everybody's ambition, I understand that, but, you know, like I say, you get out of it what you want. But what Steve has got from it is basically, you know, after all the work that he put in at the driving range and through his tuition and the support of his guides and everything, after his first year playing, or in his second year, he qualified to play for his country. Now, the other side of it is the friendships that he's made. So he's made a strong friendship with Mike Tomlinson, one of our members. And the two of them are going out to Spain to play in the Spanish Blind Open in a couple of weeks' time. And as I say, you know, those people that are out there are saying, well, no, I don't think that's for me. And what will I get out of it? Look far bigger than what the sport is. It's the friendships that you make, you know, and just being able to go out with your friend for a beer or something like that, or just go out. To me, that's really what, as a charity, we're trying to achieve. You know, the accolades and things like that are all there for people and that. But the most important thing is people having fun and making friendships and giving people, in a way, hope and pride. You know, what we're trying to do with the children, bringing the children and the future of, you know, where our sport's going, and the confidence that it gives children working together with a guide, you know, that team building can be used further on in life. I do believe that every single one of our members can inspire somebody that's out there from whatever age.
Where can people follow you on social media, and what's your website address so people can stay updated with all of your events?
www.ewblindgolf.co.uk. We've got a YouTube channel where they can search for England Wales Blind Golf and see the various videos that have been produced. Were filmed at the British Open last year by BBC. The One Show did an article on us. We're very lucky to get Live Golf do an article on us, where Bryson DeChambeau opened up about his own journey as his father lost his sight. And that was great to hear, you know, one of the top players in the world sharing his story with us. So we're getting support from really across the spectrum of golfers. But what we do need to get the message across, as I said, to people who've had to give up the game, is that they can get back into teaching and guiding like I do, and they don't need any special skills. It's really all it takes is a session with myself or one of the other guides, just to understand the nuances of being involved with visually impaired people. And after that, it's just pure enjoyment.
Well, thank you so much, Andy Guildford and John Kennedy from England and Wales Blind Golf, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.